Welcome. This weekend, my wife and I went on a vacation to Tucson. Beautiful desert. I've mentioned to you in previous meditations, I love Tucson. And we went to the University of Arizona basketball game. It was a big game versus Oregon. Both teams are highly ranked. The arena was packed. The arena is right on campus. And you knew it was college because to get a beer at the game, it was like a half-hour beer line wrapped around the whole ring of the arena. And there was a moment during this game that really struck me. It was during a timeout, and the announcers called the 15,000 people in the arena to look to center court. An old man hobbled out to the center court, and the PA announcer shared that this was a World War II veteran and then a police officer in Tucson. And they wanted to thank him for his many years of service. Now he's in his 90s, and the man stood there, and the crowd cheered. And this was a raucous crowd. In Tucson, they do not have other sports, just University of Arizona. And everyone in that arena turned their attention toward this old man, and they stood, and they cheered. And the old man basked in the adoration. He just took it in. My seats were not close, but you could see it and you could feel it. And you have to wonder if this was one of the greatest moments of this man's life, to receive appreciation for his service. This morning on the 2-hour drive home from Tucson to Phoenix, I thought a lot about this moment. I knew I wanted to share it with you, but I wanted to understand its meaning. I don't think that you should wait until you're in your 90s to bask in all that's good in your life. There's always something you deserve to be honored for. And chances are, your sacrifice, your hard work, your commitment to your partner, your kids, your grandkids, let alone your military or professional service, chances are it's probably not properly appreciated. Few, if any, people are properly appreciated. And that is nobody's fault but your own. Because usually when it's time to bask in your moment, we fail to surrender to that honor. We slump in a moment when we have reason to rise. For instance, how well do you take a compliment? I think it's so annoying to compliment someone and have them shrink or deflect. But when they receive the compliment and accept it and appreciate it, and you see them rise a little more because you're lifting them, that's awesome. It felt great for everyone last night at that arena to have a moment where you forgot who was winning and who was losing, and the whole crowd just lifted this elder veteran and he took it in and he rose higher. Receive and bask in the compliments and blessings of your life and more will come. Deny or resist the compliments and blessings of your life, and they will be fewer and farther between. Question for you. What is a compliment or blessing currently happening in your life? Maybe someone said something that was a great honor to you. Maybe it's just the buzz of your healthy children in the other room. Maybe it's that your work right now is super busy. Thank God your career is on the up and up. Meditation is a great time to bask in it, to appreciate it, to enjoy it. Imagine there's this ray of light, and you're not always standing in that light, but now is the time to stand in it. It warms, it soothes, it reminds you of all that's good. Release and relax into the best parts of your life. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Again, release and relax into the best parts of your life. I surrender. And when something comes up that pokes and prods at your attention, distracts you and bothers you, Don't fight it. I surrender. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to release into the best parts of your life. I surrender. If your attention wandered, I surrender. I surrender. Coming back to the moment. This weekend, it was such a poignant, very American moment to be part of this crowd that rose to honor the elder World War II veteran, and the guy just basked in it. He turned from one side of the arena to the next. He soaked it in. You have to imagine this might have been one of this veteran's greatest moments in life to be duly appreciated by 15,000 people. And we all need that right now. It doesn't happen enough. And it's nobody's fault but your own. Receive and bask in the compliments and blessings of your life. And more will come. Deny or resist the compliments and blessings of your life, and they will be fewer and farther between. Today, something good will happen. Maybe someone will give you a compliment. Maybe it's just the buzz of your healthy children in the other room. Maybe it's that your work gets super busy, and thank God your career is busy. Release and relax into the best parts of your life. Otherwise, you'll just be grinding till the very end. See you tomorrow. Peace.